Right now, it is time for us to check sports. That means it's time to bring in Mike Kozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, we have a couple of stories to talk about this morning.
You do? I'm glad you do. Let's go.
All right. Two Ohio State football players have been jailed following rape and kidnapping charges.
That's not sports.
Unfortunately, it is nowadays. That's the sad part about
it. That's the police blotter.
Unbelievable. It's just
Like I said, you know, when they had the other incident on the basketball court, these kids undoubtedly should lose their scholarships and be thrown out of school.
Well, just thrown out of school, and that way they lose their scholarships. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Now, of course, you have to wait. First of all, they should be put on suspension while the charges are investigated and either verified or not. So that's the first thing. They should be put on suspension if they're still in school. And if they're guilty, they're out and they lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to put them on suspension first.
Well, if they're any good, they'll be in the NFL next year.
that's a sad part, but it's true.
Yep.
I shouldn't do this, but I will do this because you got to compare it let me put it this way. If I was arrested and jailed on kidnapping and rape charges and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and I worked for a company, first of all, working for myself, if that happened, I'd remove myself from being on air. But if you're a normal person and this happens, you're put on suspension, and if the charges are true, you lose your job.
You'd be blackballed, too.
So that's that.
But they, you know, these athletes, they just keep getting retreaded, and it's, he's rehabbed, and he knows he's wrong. But if it was a normal person, you'd be walking around with that hat on forever.
All right. The changes in Major League Baseball for next year. Did you hear about them?
I saw some of them, small ones.
If you're a relief pitcher, 3-batter minimum.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
So now if I know I got a relief pitcher who absolutely gets this one big player out on this team, and I know it, I have to use him to pitch to two other guys? Why?
It doesn't make sense.
That changes the entire game.
Yeah.
I mean, there is strategy in baseball, folks, whether you know it or not. It's just not these guys are doing things to waste time and whatever you think they're doing. There's strategy to it. So if I have a lefty that can get this lefty out that I know, but then the two guys behind him tear him up, what do I do? What do I do? That's ridiculous. Absolutely. That doesn't save time. Cut the commercials out. That's where you're going to save time. Everybody's so worried about time in baseball. How about play the game the way it's supposed to be played? What a joke.
All right.
I agree with, who was it? The pitcher on the Reds said that the commissioner's an idiot. He's 100% right.
Yeah. It's an amazing story.
Why don't they do this? Why don't they do this? Why don't they have, like, players play one game a week, and then for the other 6 days, everybody comes to the game, gets one of those handheld Wii things or PlayStation or whatever, and on the big board in center field, everybody gets to play. So when you're throwing a pitch, whoever presses slider the most, if that's the pitch everybody picks, that's what the pitcher throws. If the and the batter can do, and you can steal, and you can move players, all with your little handheld device. How about we do that? How about we have the people in the seats play the game? Isn't that what we're getting to?
Well, the other
make it one big video game.
One of the other changes for baseball: the active roster limit will increase by 1 to 26 from opening day through August 31st. It'll drop from 40 to 28 through the end of the regular season, and return to 26 for the postseason. Each team may have a maximum of 13 pitchers through August 31st, and during the postseason, and 14 from September 1st through the end of the regular season.
What a joke!
Yeah.
Well, If I was an owner, if I was a manager, I'd get around it because I'd bring up the minor league. If my team's out of it, I bring up, excuse me, whatever minor league pitchers I want to bring up, and I'd say they're an outfielder. And then all of a sudden, the outfielder will pitch.
Well, then here's the next rule they changed. Position players are going to be prohibited from pitching through the ninth inning. Listen to this. Through the ninth inning, unless the player's team is winning or losing by six or more runs. It's just, I mean.
Like I said, just hand out the device to the people walking in, and let's just play the big video game on the board.
It's just baseball is a very simple game, folks. You pitch the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball, or you drop the ball.
Now you're going to have to hire a statistician to say, well, now you can do this, and now you can do that, and it's getting to be worse than high school. Where high school, you got pitch counts and this and that and everything else. Where you're trying to save the player, which I agree because some coaches overuse people, that happens. This is Major League Baseball, folks. These people get paid to play. You should do whatever you want to do. It's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. The commissioner and the board are idiots.
All right.
You could tell them I said that.
Let's go back to baseball again. And the Red Sox went on to further explain why Roenicke was named interim manager.
Yep, I heard that. It makes sense to me because you know why?
Yeah.
Because the commissioner is an idiot. Make a decision.
Yeah.
Make a decision. When did Cora get suspended? Wasn't it like 2-3 months ago already?
Yeah. The Red Sox are in the dark whether or not anybody else on their staff is under investigation. And this is where Major Baseball, once again, is wrong. You can't do this to a team at the start of the season.
You can't hold them hostage.
Yeah. And that's exactly.
Make a decision. Or here's another thing they can do. Forgo the regular season this year and just have the Yankees play the Dodgers in the World Series in April because that's what baseball wants. So let's do it. Let's appease to baseball, give them what they want. They want the Dodgers to play the Yankees and everything that goes along with it. So let's just do it in April and not play this year. We can sell seats to the Yankee Stadium and Citi Field and the fans can play baseball on the screen.
Pretty amazing.
Let me go back to sleep because I'm dreaming.
I know. No, it's having a nightmare.
Like you said, baseball's a simple game. It's so easy. You fill out a lineup card, you put nine players on the field, and you play the game. The players play the game. They dictate what happens in the game. And as the game unfolds, the person that runs the team makes decisions to have his team try to win the game. So now you're inhibiting what managers can do. You're dictating what you can do in a game. I don't know, but I don't think I'll be watching a heck of a lot of baseball this year.
It's just pretty crazy.
Definitely not paid to watch baseball this year.
Anyway.
Wow, how to destroy a sport?
Do you have anything else? Do you have anything else that you want to talk about before we move on? I think that's pretty much it, really.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah. It's absolutely terrible. I mean, I don't know. When the league, which is the government, gets in their hands into it too much, it ruins it. And folks, this ruler of baseball is ruining it.
Let me put it this way. I was watching MLB baseball last night.
Oh, they must have been freaking out.
That's what I like about the MLB network. It might be owned by MLB, but all the players on it say what they want to say, how they want to say it. It's
you know
not,
what it is, Marshall?
What?
They're players.
Yeah.
They played the game. Yeah. They know the game. It's not some clown that read a book on how to play baseball or how to coach a team or anything on a how-to, because most of the guys, the people that write about it and make decisions about it never played the game before in their life. So that's what's great about MLB, and I really enjoy watching it because, like you said, they're not afraid to say what they think. And 99.9% of the time,
they're right.
Correct.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow. Talk some racing and stuff like that.
Yeah, we got a couple of big ones and another 3-year-old prep down at the fairgrounds this weekend.